clarity.
We have to follow the facts where it may lead.
Credibility.
News of the day.
What we want is the facts.
And conversation.
What everyone should be talking about, what you're talking about.
Hear about it first.
We made history.
Talk about it now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Hey, you know, a lot of people got excited and upset, whatever, when Joe Biden decided he was going to pardon his son. I was not surprised at all. I was surprised when he was vehement about saying no, he would not.
Yes.
Because just as a father, I'd say, no, I'd never take that off the table. I'd say, well, let's see what happens. And, you know, depending on how it turns out, yeah, I might. Of course I'll take a look at it. It's my son. Mm-hmm. That's what I'd say. Of course I'll take a look at it. Of course I'll have. Yes. Would I have special considerations because he is my son? Well, if I say no, I'd be a liar. Of course there's special considerations.
Sure.
But interesting, this is the first I've heard it positioned this way, and it's by Victor David Hansen, who, you know, I'm a fan of, and he's with the Hoover Institution. He's a senior fellow there. And apparently on his podcast on Friday, he put out that Hunter Biden was blackmailing Joe Biden with his past crimes and using it as leverage for a potential pardon. And I never even thought of it that way. Now, you know, obviously Hunter would be very damning toward Joe if he was offered some kind of a deal for information, right? Could be. Despite Biden and his staff repeatedly insisting that Hunter would not be pardoned for his tax fraud and felony gun charges, the president announced last Sunday that his decision to clear Hunter's record, and so he suggested, Victor David Hansen did, that Hunter, angry at being seen as the bad seed of his family, allegedly blackmailed his dad by threatening to testify against the family.
Wow.
There's a sickness in Hunter Biden vis-a-vis his father. I mentioned that if one reads carefully the laptop communications, there's an anger. He's not Bo Biden. He's the bad seed, the prodigal son. He feels that he cooked up the entire shakedown operation. He's the dirty bag man. He is Hunter. Remember, he says to his cousin, they'll always have me do stuff. Nobody ever. I'm the one making this family. If I was like dad, I'd charge everybody. So he had to do the dirty work. Do you remember when that came out where he stated that? Basically, yeah, in a very angry way that, you know, that his dad was getting, you know, piece of all the action. Mm-hmm. And everybody had to pay.
Yeah.
Huh. I never really thought of it in those kind of terms, but that's why we refer to him on some subjects, because he's a pretty smart fella.